This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, man, a record-setting night for a Dallas Star in Winnipeg.
The Stars opened the Western Conference semis with a big win.
And once again, Mikko Rantanen was the man of the hour.
Sends it across. Rantanen in front. Score! Rantanen again! It's a hat trick in Winnipeg.
His second straight hat trick, this time a natural hat trick in the second period, leading the Stars to a 3-2 win over the Jets.
It's been good the last couple of games, you know, and obviously have to thank the line mates. Teammates are making great plays around me and finding me in the net front or wherever it is. We'll just try to keep it going now.
Rantanen, the first player in 40 years with hat tricks in consecutive playoff games. Goalie Jake Oettinger strong in net with 30 saves. Hey, the Stars had lost 8 straight game ones, but they take a 1-0 series lead heading into game 2 tomorrow night in Winnipeg.
This is the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly. We're live at the Milestone Plumbing, Heating and Electric 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic and weather, 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Many are reacting to a story we told you about earlier this week where a Dallas City Marshal shot and killed a coyote in a public park.
Even if you carry a gun, it's not legal in Dallas City limits to shoot and kill a coyote unless that animal is threatening you or your pet. In this particular case, the marshal was told the coyote was being aggressive. The animal then began toward the Katy Trail, and that's when the marshal shot and killed it. Some people telling NBC5 that coyotes may be aggressive, but shooting might be a little too extreme.
We have to share the space with all the animals and species that live in these areas.
The city of Dallas has posted coyote warning signs near some parks, reminding you just to be cautious, they are wild animals. In Dallas, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Arlington police already used drones to keep an eye on traffic during big events. Now they're the first department in Texas to use them to fight crime.
Arlington police got a waiver from the FAA to fly drones beyond line of sight. So Sergeant Eric Borton says officers in the real-time crime center can now use drones to give responding officers intelligence about a call.
Our job is to deliver to those officers the best information that we can as quickly as we can.
Chief Al Jones says each drone pilot is licensed by the FAA. The drones have a system to announce themselves and will not record video on the way to a call. Since drones fly above traffic, he says they can reduce response time.
If we can get there and determine that the person doesn't have a gun, then we can have a different type of response and we can have a different approach for our officers.
Until now, officers have kept drones in their car and could only launch them when they get to a scene. They'll now be able to fly them from two set locations. In Arlington, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Filmmaker and Fort Worth native Taylor Sheridan will be honored by TCU tomorrow. Sheridan is the creator of hit TV shows like Yellowstone, Landman, and 1923, and will receive an honorary Doctor of Letters degree. I looked this up. This is what you get when you're really neat in the humanities, like you're a good writer and such.
Which he is.
Yeah, this makes sense. Sheridan says he is trying to make sure that he captures the West in a way that preserves the culture.
We know what the West is. We know it's hard work, and we know it's self-reliance, and we know that it's depending on your neighbors and your neighbors depending upon you. And so to celebrate that in film is actually, I think, preserving this culture.
Sheridan has been filming season 2 of Landman, Yay. And that's been on the campus of TCU and other locations in Fort Worth, a few here in Dallas as well, with hundreds of students and residents serving as extras. Sheridan will give the commencement address at UT Austin on Saturday.
Busy dude. Mm-hmm. Well, the Dallas Sixth Floor Museum is one of the most iconic visitors' attractions, and the museum is safe enough. The future of the office space the museum rents is dividing the Dallas County Commissioner's Court.
The county owns the old Texas School Book Depository, where Lee Oswald gunned down JFK more than 60 years ago. While the museum occupies the top floor, the bottom five floors are office space, and the museum has been renting two of those. But last year, the lease expired, and now so has the four-month extension. So the two sides are negotiating a new deal. But the haggling comes down to price. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says he does not want to charge the museum rent it cannot afford. However,
I'm in favor of looking at what our museum consultant and our property management consultants look at.
After some horse trading at Commissioner's Court, an additional two-month extension was hammered out while rent negotiations continue. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You ever spend any time thinking about how old you're going to be? Like how old you're going to make it to?
Yeah, I'm going to be 43 in June, 44 next June.
Right. I
you're a youngin', John.
Do you mean like when you die?
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to live to 100. Of that, I'm reasonably certain.
Yeah.
And a new...
You've been through enough.
A new study reveals stark differences in life expectancy rates across the United States, showing that southern states like Mississippi, Oklahoma, and West Virginia have seen minimal improvements over the past century, with some gaining less than 3 years since 1900. Now, by contrast, northeastern and western states have experienced dramatic increases. Washington, D.C. sees the most significant jump. Female life expectancy in Washington, D.C. rose from 64 to 93 years. That means women in D.C. will live to 93. Now, what about Texas? That's all we really care about. Texas has seen a significant decline in life expectancy in recent years.
It's the heat and the mosquitoes.
With the average dropping now down to 75.4 years by the end of 2022. So that's it. You're going to make it to 75 and a half years old.
That's fine. I don't want to be 100 because I got parts on me that don't work right now. I can't imagine what it's going to be like when I'm 100.
Now, to break down the state more specifically, the longest life expectancy recorded in our state is in, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, Hutto. It's near Austin. Hutto, H-U-T-T-O.
I think it's Hutto.
Hutto.
Yeah, Hutto.
Hutto.
The Hutto hippos.
Hutto. Hutto. And the shortest life expectancy, I hate to say this out loud, Fort Worth. It's 66.7 years old.
It's the mosquitoes.
Is it a particular zip code in Fort Worth?
It does break it down by zip codes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I think I did this story a couple of years ago. It was, it was a particular area.
Yeah.
Like the Stop 6 area.
Yeah. You need to move if you want to live longer.
Yep.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
ESPN reports that Mavs general manager Nico Harrison has fired athletic trainer Dion Calhoun and athletic performance director Keith Belton, among others. Breaking from overnight, the Vatican conclave again fails to elect a pope as black smoke appears from the top of the Sistine Chapel. This is the second unsuccessful vote in as many days. They'll try again later today. Dallas Stars open their playoff series against the Winnipeg Jets with a 3-2 victory, snapping their streak of losing Game 1 in recent postseason matchups. Game 2 is Friday in Winnipeg.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's Kristen Diaz. Look, think of this 20-minute morning briefing as your morning power-up from our incredible team. They're going to pack the crucial news, weather, and traffic info that you need today without any commercials or interruptions. And then, after your workday, you can join David and I on the KRLD Afternoon News as we get you up to speed on what you missed during the day.
Black smoke again from the Sistine Chapel at the Vatican as the gathered cardinals fail to elect once again a new pope. They'll vote again for the third time a little bit later today. 7:24 now, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Well, we got a stock market that's excited right now. We're close to a deal. In fact, it's supposed to be coming out this morning at 9 a.m. That's when the UK and the U.S. shake hands and have a trade deal. Of course, this is the one that we didn't really necessarily need, but it's a good start. We really don't have much of a trade deficit with the UK. I mean, I didn't hear anybody rushing out and loading up on stilted cheese when the tariffs were announced. But the fact is, maybe this is going to give us the framework for additional deals. That's the optimism that's out there. And right now, the industrials average looks up 308 points, the NASDAQ up 256, the S&P up 51. I mean, the S&P is really, and the market as a whole, is really chipping away at the losses for the year, climbing back toward those all-time highs that we saw in February. I think if we open right here, we'd probably be maybe 5% or something like that away from the all-time highs. And still, and back above where we were before all this craziness started with the imposition of the tariffs. But it looks like it's working right now. Now, the fight with the Fed, well, that's on hold for right now. Federal Reserve came out and said, you know, they're still worried about stagflation, and they want to see what the outcome of all this is going to be. So they're going to keep their powder dry. And, of course, the president is out this morning calling Jay Powell now a fool for not cutting interest rates and being too late. But that's on hold right now. The whole focus is going to be, I think, on tariffs. Let's go back to a couple other things. Chip stocks rallied really nicely yesterday because the Trump administration is talking about not implementing something the Biden administration was going to do, and that is controlling chip shipments. That was introduced. It's supposed to take place, I think, on May the 15th. So NVIDIA and Texas Instruments, all of them trading a bit higher today. Looks like Google can bounce back a little bit. It really got beat up yesterday. Now Apple's loading in on them and saying, look, these artificial intelligence things like ChatGPT and Perplexity, they're really beginning to eat the lunch of the conventional search engines, and we're thinking about using them. Crude's back up $1.11. Gold's down $32 an ounce. Interest rates, 4.3% on the 10-year, a little bit higher. But the Dow looks up 300 points. David Johnson, News Radio, 1080 KRLD.
726 now, this portion of the news brought to you by Lawn Smith Roofing.
It is 7:26, and as we continue here this morning, ongoing air travel headaches in Newark, and U.S. Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy says he'll announce a plan to modernize the air traffic control systems used by the Federal Aviation Administration. NBC5's Alana Quillen reports from DFW Airport, where one flight to Newark has already been canceled today.
DFW Airport here has daily direct flights to Newark Airport in New Jersey that have been impacted by the air traffic control issues that are happening there. The good news for us here locally, looking at the FAA data, air traffic controllers are staffed up pretty well at our local airports with almost all vacancies filled at the locations here in North Texas. But experts say that nationwide, staffing shortage that's happening is due to years of underinvestment and outdated equipment at other major hubs that has caused a ripple effect in the industry. That is why Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is expected to unveil that major modernization plan today.
That's Alana Quillen reporting.
Construction to accommodate commercial airline service at the McKinney National Airport could begin as early as next month after a city council vote to begin signing construction contracts. Mayor George Fuller says McKinney taxpayers would not be on the hook for all the construction costs.
For the record, we've actually received over $88 million in federal, state, and county investment, most of that in just the last 4 years.
Fuller says that's just an investment that will eventually bring $1 billion into the local economy through employment and tourism.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.